Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good buddy Andrew Sherman back on the show. Andrew is one of the resident attorneys in our Brain Trust. But what I like about Andrew is he's an attorney who's not a litigator. He's a corporate attorney. He's an intellectual property attorney. He puts deals together. He helps create things. He doesn't tear things down. That's what we like about him. He's a partner with Jones Day. He's the author of so many books, I have to have a wheelbarrow to take him into the studio. The new book is called Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. He's our good friend, longtime, 10-plus year member of our Brain Trust, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here. I'm having just gotten back from Hong Kong and Singapore. I'm just figuring out what time it is.
And your arms are tired, right?
That's right.
No, you did just get back, and I'm glad you, folks, as you know, we live vicariously through our Brain Trust members' travels, and Andrew just got back from all the way on the other side of the planet, and Singapore, Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And you were over there casting your pop bees before them, right?
Absolutely.
And so what did you what was your goal in going over there? And you went over as part of the Department of Commerce group, similar to what you and I did in Denmark a few years ago.
Yeah, it was a little bit different this time, but it was a similar group and organized by the same gentleman, Randy Mitchell, who's a
right.
friend of small business at Department of Commerce.
Right.
And this one was kind of interesting. It was called the Private Equity and Venture Capital Roadshow. And what happened was they organized a dozen firms from the U.S. that invest in small companies between the private equity, lower middle market focus, and venture capital firms. And they were going to five cities, Sydney, Hong Kong, Singapore, Abu Dhabi, and London.
Yeah.
In search of overseas investors into their funds. And I was only able to join the roadshow for two cities. Jones Day hosted in the five cities, and we had partners at each event, but I wanted to be there physically for at least mm-hmm. for the, and so I went over for the Hong Kong and Singapore events. But, you know, you just kick back and think about this for a minute. You know, our federal government wanting to help our U.S.-based funds facilitate investment into those funds from foreign sources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you start peeling back the onion a little bit, it makes a lot of sense, you know, in terms of Department of Commerce's job.
Right.
In exports here, we're trying to make sure that we've got, you know, good diversified pools of capital that's still interested in investing in the good old USA.
Well, it not only brings in fresh capital from other markets, but it also creates automatic prospecting partners, whichever way you want to look at it, in those other countries.
Well, you know, this is why you are the smartest man on radio, because that to me was the true strategic essence of the trip. And that didn't, you know, reveal itself until a couple of these roadshows when these funds started realizing that, yeah, they were meeting prospective investors.
Yep.
They were also meeting sources of deal flow, sources of co-investment. And there's even one more layer of the onion that we can peel back. I'll see if you get it, and if not, we'll enlighten the listeners. But it's a very interesting component of the whole thing.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, it goes like this, and you have to follow the logic for a second, but it makes a lot of sense. So let's say I'm a U.S.-based venture capital fund, and I'm looking for small emerging companies to invest in. If I have exclusively domestic investors, and I start making these investments, and then my portfolio companies want to go abroad, well, I don't have much of a Rolodex to
right.
help. But if I'm a U.S.-based fund, and my portfolio companies want to go abroad, and say one-third of my limited partners are from other countries, I've got an immediate Rolodex to tap into.
Exactly.
And we are, no news flash here, in a truly global economy.
There's no question about it. And here's the other thing. What a lot of people in America don't realize, when you're an American company, if you do business with Americans, the chances are only maybe one in five that company that you associate with has any contacts in other countries. If you do business with other countries around the world, because most of them are smaller than us, there's probably a 4 in 10 chance that somebody in that country knows six other countries, people in six other countries.
Exactly. And who's going to be more motivated to help you as a portfolio company but an investor in the
right.
fund that's investing in you?
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought, Andrew. We're going to take a quick break. Always get smarter when Andrew joins us, folks. We've got a lot more to come after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.